You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney in for Hana Baba. After hearing Laura's series, we wanted to dig a little deeper into the problems and solutions for the nursing care industry. And for that, we reached out to Patricia McGinnis. She co-founded California Advocates for Nursing Home Reform back in 1983, and she currently serves as its executive director. I met up with her at her San Francisco office.
If you were to assess a condition to nursing care facilities and supported care like that, how would you say it is in California?
I think we have the worst care we've had since I started this organization, and the worst enforcement system and regulatory system right now.
What makes you say that?
Well, on two levels. One, at the state level, we have a Department of Public Health that has been really out to lunch in terms of enforcing the law and regulating the facilities as they should be. We have more complaints now that are outstanding than we've had in years. We have probably 15,000 complaints, and the average response time is over a year. One of the other problems is when the department does get out there, oftentimes the resident is dead or gone, or the witnesses are all gone. So we have a very, very big problem at the Department of Public Health, the oversight in this state.
Why do you think that is?
I think because there's too much influence by the nursing home industry in Sacramento. There has been for quite a while now, and it continues. And it certainly continues to permeate the Department of Public Health. One of the other issues is that nursing homes in California get $5 to $6 billion a year in funding, taxpayer money and Medi-Cal money. And they're always saying, give us more money, we'll do a better job. Give us more money, we'll provide better care. They don't. We keep throwing money at them. We don't do anything else to make sure that they can comply with decent standards. We're not even saying you don't have to have crystal chandeliers or beautiful service, but you need to have adequate staffing. You need to have adequate food. You need to have adequate supervision. And I'd say there are very, very few nursing homes in this state that provide that.
Well, I want to get to some of the reforms that are possibly underway at the government level, and then also the things that you would like to see done. But first, I want to talk about some scandalous information that's come out recently around Laguna Honda, which is a large facility in central San Francisco. Can you tell me what was found there? Like, who exactly is that place serving? And then what was found recently?
Well, what was found recently, that over a period of 3 years from 2016 to 2019, there was rampant systemic abuse of residents in this one part of the facility, in the dementia part of this Laguna Honda. The problem that I look at, and I think that it is just untenable, that something like this could go on for 3 years. Some of these people were sent to the acute care hospitals. Emergency doctors saw them. In one case, reading their 2567s, their investigation report from the department, in one case, the doctor said he's not going to send this person back into that nursing home, into Laguna Honda, because she was so overdrugged, they were killing her. I mean, horrible instances of abuse and neglect. That's one. It's not unusual, but to see it at that extent, and if you have something like that going on in one part of the hospital, obviously you need administrators for every single part of it. You need to break it down. You have to do something to be able to make it smaller in this, not the facility, because we need the beds, but to make these this pieces smaller so that they can get the appropriate oversight. Laguna Honda had a history of paying their workers more because they were unionized and they were also part of the city and county of San Francisco. So I don't know if it's just the wages, the poor working conditions, they not have enough staff. I look at the situation in San Francisco, it's very hard to hire people. Who wants to come to San Francisco, even if you're getting paid $20 an hour? Who can work? You can't support yourself on that in San Francisco and pay rent and do all of that. I think that's one of the major problems is the fact if Laguna Honda were someplace else, you'd probably be able to, and paid the same kind of wages and benefits, you'd probably be able to get better staff. In other freestanding nursing homes, that's the first thing they cut. If a company takes over a nursing home, they cut staff. So there's never enough staff. There's never enough training. There's people, I know nurses' aides who work double shifts just so that they can afford to feed their children. So there are horrible working conditions. They have one of the highest back injury rates of any occupation in the country. So it's very, very difficult, yes. And I'm sure that had something to do with it. But there are a lot of other factors, too. I think they probably can't get enough staff there either.
So if you were able to reform this industry the way the aging people are treated, what would you do overall? Like, you could start from a blank slate, essentially.
Well, first of all, I'd take the profit motive out of the nursing home industry. You cannot have for-profit nursing homes and expect decent care. It's not going to happen. It doesn't happen. Laguna Honda, unfortunately, is a non-profit nursing home. For the most part, I think that people really love Laguna Honda, and they cry to get in, and they have a long waiting list. What I hope that's just an anomaly of what happened there. But for the most part, for-profit nursing homes just should not, we shouldn't have a for-profit healthcare system. It doesn't work because you're always going to be answerable to your investors and to your own pocket and not to the residents that you're serving. So to make that kind of money, and it's billions of dollars, to make that kind of money off the suffering of old, sick, or disabled individuals, I think is awful.
So in the time that you've been doing this, like what gives you hope? What have you seen, say, improved in nursing care?
Well, I'm trying to think. In California, I mean, I look at other countries. For example, I spent some time in Japan, and we were asked to come over to look at some of their facilities. They have a long-term care insurance system so that you pay into the system, and when you get old or need care, if you have dementia or something, they will help you provide care so that you don't have to lose everything you have. I look at Washington, or Washington in particular, is at least flirting with a long-term care insurance system. I would like to see something like that. I think that that's what we need. We have an aging population in this country that is, you know, exploding, and we do in California as well. We have no systems in place to take care of that. I have been to more workshops and what are we going to do about our aging population and the, you know, the silver tsunami and all of that for the last 20 years. It's not like we didn't know this was coming. Waiting for these alternatives and hoping and working with them, hoping that we would get some alternatives in place. Some kind of a long-term care insurance system. Most people would be more than happy to pay into something like that. But we don't. We don't have anything, and I don't know that anything like that is on the horizon.
Patricia McGinnis is Executive Director of California Advocates for Nursing Home Reform. You can learn more about the organization and connect with them yourself. Find a link at kalw.org. That's also where you can subscribe to our weekly newsletter. Just click on the Cross Currents tab.